Good afternoon. This is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this 24th Sunday after Pentecost, proper 27, year B. Our readings today, Ruth chapter 3, verses 1 to 5, and chapter 4, verses 13 to 17, Psalm 127, the Epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 9, verses 24 to 28, and the Gospel of Mark, chapter 12, verses 38 to 44. Let us pray. The Lord is here, and we will praise Him. The Lord is here, and we will worship Him. The Lord is here, and we will trust Him. The Lord is here, and we will honor Him. The Lord is here, and He has called us to give Him all the glory. Amen. For God's faithfulness to His people and mercy when we go wrong, come. Let us adore Him. For His power in creation and His grace in recreation, come, let us adore Him. For the beauty of our world and the capacity to enjoy it, come, let us adore Him. For the journey of life which we do not make alone, come, let us adore Him. For the command to love our neighbor and the challenge to love ourselves, come, let us adore Him. For the path of faith you call us to follow, and for Christ who walks with us, come, let us adore Him. For the love of God the Father, the grace of Christ the Son, and the power of God's Spirit, come, let us adore Him, Christ the Lord. Amen. Lord, we prefer to come to worship You with words we know and love, and with songs that make us comfortable. But You are the God who makes all things new. You are the one who speaks in words and ways that we can understand. We bring our new songs, not those whose words appear on the written page, but the words of the new song written by Your grace on the hearts and lives made new by Your Holy Spirit. May all we say and do and offer bring glory to Your name, and a song that flows from hearts being renewed by Your love. Amen. And so we have the hymn, Songs of Fellowship 1120, Will You Come and Follow Me?
Will you let my life should your life attract or scare? Will you let me answer prayer in you and you in me? Will you let the blinded see if I but call your name? Will you set the prisoners free and never be the same? Will you kiss the leper clean and do such as this unseen?
We pray the collect for proper 27, followed by our parish prayer. O God, whose blessed Son came into the world that he might destroy the works of the devil and make us children of God and heirs of eternal life, grant that, having this hope, we may purify ourselves as he is pure, that when he comes again with power and great glory, we may be made like him in his eternal and glorious kingdom, where he lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his love with all who need to hear them, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness. All to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, Giving to God. Giving to God. In our Gospel today, from Mark chapter 12, verses 38 to 44, Jesus is in Jerusalem in what is to be his last week of his life. In today's Gospel, he denounces the scribes for being motivated and obsessed with honor and status. They put on a pious show with their long prayers, but they do not live out their prayers. They do not show mercy and act with justice. In their religious tradition from the Old Testament, taking care of the orphans and widows is the true mark of piety. Jesus accuses the scribes of devouring the widows' houses. Mark chapter 12, verse 40. The scribes in Jesus' day were concerned with the outward appearance of piety. They were strangers to acts of compassion and love. They did not demonstrate the true values of their religion. They did not manifest the values of the kingdom of God in their lives. They went through the motions, but their heart was not in it. Jesus, as he observed the activities taking place in the treasury of the temple, noticed the rich putting in large sums. Mark chapter 12, verse 41. Sums which represented a token of their wealth, which of course was the result of their blessings from God, to whom they now responded with a token offering. Jesus also observed a poor widow came and put in two small copper coins, which are worth a penny. Verse 42. Mark reports that Jesus called his disciples and said to them, "Truly I tell you, this poor widow has put in more than all those who are contributing to the treasury. For all of them have contributed out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, has put in everything she had, all she had to live on." Mark chapter 12, verses 43 and 44. Jesus affirms the kingdom principle of giving. The widow gives in response to God's love for her and her love for God. In obedience to the first commandment, in her poverty, she is striving to love the Lord her God with all her heart and with all her soul and with all her mind and with all her strength. She is striving to love God with everything she has. Therefore, she will give all that she has to God. She knows that God loves her. Therefore, she can trust in God's abundant provision for her. She gives all she had. She has liberated herself from the Old Testament laws of giving and responds to God's love with love for God. As a descendant of Abraham, she would have been brought up in the tradition of giving tithes and offerings. The tithe represents giving one-tenth of whatever you possessed as an offering to God. In the Old Testament tradition, there were three types of tithes. The sacred tithe, which represented the giving of half of their produce and livestock to the Levites, who were the tribe of priests and were set aside to serve God. As a result, they had no land or inheritance and had to be looked after by the people. The Levites, in turn, gave one-tenth of this offering to the priests who served in the temple. Numbers chapter 18, verses 21 to 29. There was also the feast tithe, which was taken to the temple once a year to be enjoyed at the holy feast. Deuteronomy chapter 12, verses 17 to 19. One-tenth of their produce, fruit, grain, wine, or livestock, were taken to the temple by the whole family. The servants and Levites were invited to a feast at the temple before the Lord. This was regarded as an honor to God. Then there was the 3-yearly tithe, which was stored in the city where people lived. It was to be a source of food for the Levites, orphans, widows, and foreigners, all who did not have a secure form of income. Deuteronomy chapter 14, verses 28 and 29. The principle was nobody had to go hungry. This tithe was also referred to as the poor tithe. In the Old Testament tradition, in addition to the tithes, there were the offerings, the free will offering, where people could give extra to show love and thankfulness to God. This was not an offering for sins that had been committed. In addition, there were 5 types of offerings. The burnt offering, where the animal that was sacrificed was consecrated and burnt as an act of signifying being consumed by God's love and committing oneself to God. The grain offering, which could be flour, oil, grain, incense, baked bread, or salt, to reflect the goodness of God and the richness of God's gifts. It was entirely voluntary. The peace offering was for thanksgiving and fellowship. An animal with no defects was sacrificed. God's portion was the fatty elements, which included all the major internal organs. Then there was the sin offering, which was for the atonement of unintentional sin, for the forgiveness of sins, and the cleansing from defilement. It involved the offering of a young bull by the rich, those who could afford it, or a dove or pigeon by the poor. Leviticus 5:1-13. The trespass offering was a ram for the atonement of specific unintentional sin that required restitution, cleansing from defilement, and also for making restitution. It was also called the guilt offering, Leviticus 5:14-19. Jesus was familiar with the variety of offerings in the Old Testament tradition. Therefore, the question remains, what does Jesus require of his disciples, those who are striving to be a part of his kingdom? The invitation to discipleship is an invitation to follow Jesus. Not follow physically, but follow the example of his relationship with the Father, his obedience and love. It is to follow the example of his life of loving service in his ministry of healing, teaching, and preaching. It is to follow his example of love for humankind by giving his life that we might have life. The writer of the letter to the Hebrews reminds us that when Christ came as high priest of the good things that have come, he entered once for all into the holy place, not with the blood of goats and calves, but with his own blood, thus obtaining eternal redemption. Hebrews chapter 9, verses 11 and 12. Jesus gave his life, all that he had, to redeem us from sin and death. That is a debt that we can never repay. How do we respond to God's love as expressed in Jesus giving his life that we might have life? It means that we must not only give our tithes and offerings, but we are called to give all that we have. We give our talents in love to the service of God's people. We give our spiritual gifts, generously given by God, in the service of God's people, in ministry, in the church, and in the world. We exercise our stewardship. Our stewardship of time, God's time. Our stewardship of talents, God-given talents. Our stewardship of treasure, God's treasure. We exercise our stewardship in the world and in the church. With faith and experience, we know that like the widow in today's gospel, we can trust God to provide for us. We do what we have to do, and God will do the rest. How do we respond to God's love for us? We respond with faithfulness and love. We give of our lives in loving service to others. Wherever God sends us, we go. Whatever we are called to do, we do it with love. In the words of the late Archbishop of Port of Spain, Anthony Panton, we give until the Lord stops giving to us. As disciples of Christ in today's world, we strive to live by the prayer of Ignatius of Loyola. He prayed, "Take, O Lord, and receive all my liberty, my memory, my understanding, and my entire will. Whatever I have or hold, you have given me. I restore it all to you and surrender it wholly to be governed by your will. Give me only your love and your grace, and I am rich enough and ask for nothing more. Amen." Let us pray. O come, Holy Spirit, inflame our hearts, set them on fire with love. Burn away our self-centeredness, so that we can love unselfishly. Breathe your life-giving breath into our souls, so that we can live freely and joyously, unrestricted by self-consciousness, and be ready to go wherever you may send us. Come like a gentle breeze and give us your still peace, so that we may be quiet and know the wonder of your presence and help diffuse it in the world. Never let us shut you out. Never let us try to limit you to our capacity. Act freely in us and through us. Never leave us, O Lord and giver of life. Amen. Dearest Lord, teach us to be generous. Teach us to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to seek reward, save that of knowing we do your will. Amen. Fill us, we pray you, O God, with your light and life, that we may show forth your wondrous glory. Grant that your love may so fill our lives that we may count nothing too small to do for you, nothing too much to give, and nothing too hard to bear. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And as our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. And we have the hymn, Songs of Fellowship, 129. God, forgive my sins in Jesus' name. Let us pray. Father, we ask you to make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Go forth into the world in peace. Be of good courage. Hold fast to that which is good. Render to no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. help the afflicted. Honor all persons. Love and serve the Lord, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you always. Amen. And so we remind you to continue to worship God daily, to wear your mask, to wash your hands, and to watch your distance. We hope that you will have a very spiritually rewarding week, and we pray that you will be safe.
day.
For every day.